Welcome to my home, my friend. Come in. Here you can take off your jacket and shoes. I realize this is a strange situation. I feel that you want more from me than lessons. But obviously you are also curious about what I want to teach you. Yes, that's what I thought. It is important to remember we're not on a date here. I want to take a journey with you into our inner selves, not to have sex with you. And this is the last moment when you can turn around. Hey. Sweetie, I think you and I connect on a whole different level than a normal date. I think. Probably as a yoga teacher, I should keep more distance from you as my student. But I sense in you a need to expand on the experiences from the yoga class the other day. And I myself want that too. With you. Yes. I'm very happy about that. Come here. Let me hug you. I can imagine that we connect with each other on many, many levels. And we will. But not today. Not yet. You're my sweet little one. Oh, please forgive me for calling you that, but it's funny how unknowing you are. Although your body knows so much and can do so much. Yes, I am talking a little around the bush. You are right. I wanted to suggest something to you. How about I show you what you can do with your knowledge? If I teach you where this could lead, and we both enjoy your learning together. Yes? Good. Then let's sign an apprenticeship contract. You may close your mouth again. I was about to tease you. No. No papers. Come here. Kiss me, and we'll seal our contract with that. What a contract. Okay, I think it would be a good time to stop waiting around here in the hallway. Come with me. Here in the living room. That's where I've set up my private yoga corner. Yes, this is where I practice yoga at home. I do my yoga routine and work on new positions. I've also developed some online stuff as well. No, sweetie. The camera over there on the tripod stays firmly off today. You'll still remember every minute afterwards. Believe me. Look, I was hoping we'd end up here, and I already had something prepared. Yes, I knew in my soul that you would come with me. Look, here is my cozy sheepskin mat and two meditation cushions. So I see you were probably only prepared for the cafe visit. You can't comfortably sit there with your jeans on. So, you have two options. Without pants, or completely naked? You blush. Why, my little one? I already know your body. I've seen every inch. It's your decision. I think I'll take off my clothes. That feels more appropriate for me. See? The top. And today you get to look. Yes, my sweet. The pants would have been comfortable enough, but I want to create an atmosphere that is appropriate for the matter we're here for. Yes, appropriate. Trousers and panties. Look only, as I said. Today you may. However, you may not touch me. Only with the eyes. Until I allow you to. So, what do you decide? Brave man. Yes, take off your clothes. You will need freedom, I'm afraid, when I look at your crotch like that. Freedom is necessary, isn't it? So do not hesitate. I'll sit down already. Now you take the other pillow, opposite me. I said, you may look today. But now is enough. Up here I am. Yes, look me in the eyes. That's it. Let's start with some relaxation and pranayama. Breath work, okay? Good. Sit down. You can sit cross-legged. Or Sukhasana if you're used to that. However, if you prefer the hero's seat, Virasana, you can also kneel down. As you like. We will sit for a while. And you should choose something that suits you. Good. And in whatever way you are sitting now, please once again pull your thighs and buttocks back a little with your hands. So really grab the thighs and the buttocks with both hands and stretch them out backwards. This allows the lower spine to come into its natural curve, which is a slight inner curve. Then place your hands, either palms up or palms down, on your thighs. If you now pull the tailbone down a little bit with the next exhalation, you can observe that the inner curve of the lumbar spine becomes long and it straightens upwards almost by itself. To support the uprightness a bit more, please imagine now that you have two balloons under your armpits which carry your upper body upwards. Your torso becomes long and lifts out of the pelvis. It will stay this long and erect if now your upper arms pull back a little. This will give you support on the back, and the heart space will become wide and a little lighter. If you now imagine that you let the back of your head stretch upwards into a very soft hood, the neck will also become long. The softness of the hood continues forward over your eyes, which close very gently. And as the softness continues to flow over your face, this delicate touch makes the skin of your face all wide and smooth. Your jaw joints are loosened. The lips touch, if at all, only very delicately. The eyelids are long and smooth. The upper eyelid touches only very gently the lower. The muscles around your eyes also become very wide now, and it is as if the bones around your eyes drift apart a little. Good. Do that. Now breathe in your natural rhythm. In and out. In and out. Notice how the breath flows past the nostrils into the nose. Cool and fresh. Over the roof of the mouth into the chest. And warmed again in the other direction. Yes. Yes, that's right. I realize that your eyes have a lot to look at, but maybe you can close them anyway. I know it is difficult for you. I know how much you like to look at my chest while I breathe in. When my nipples stretch out to you.
Talking about heart. But you should concentrate now. You can see them again soon, I promise.
That's it. Breath is our single greatest source of energy and aliveness. Yet, by the time we are adults, most of us are breathing just enough to stay alive. We learn at an early age that having too much energy creates problems for us. We are punished for being too loud. And too active, for laughing too much and crying too hard.
we learn to stifle that energy, that aliveness, by limiting our breath. The less we breathe, the less we feel. This simple numbing technique has seen us through many experiences we didn't want to be fully present for. It still does. Our first step in learning to be more alive and in the moment is to breathe more fully. Try that right now. Take a big breath. Let it fill you from your genitals to the top of your head. Notice how you expand as you inhale. And now slowly release the breath. Do you feel bigger, taller? Maybe the lights seem to get brighter. Perhaps you notice sounds or smells that weren't there before. Hey, hey, speaking of smells. But back to your lessons. Inside, relaxed, you lean back and observe your breath and submit to this steady rhythm for a few moments. With the next exhalation, your attention flows down into the pelvic area. Inhaling, expanding here. Exhaling, attention flows upward into the heart space, where it deeply relaxes. And then with an inhalation, expands widely and smoothly in all directions. Exhaling, it goes powerfully upward into the center of the head, from where it now expands into spaciousness with an inhalation. Exhaling through the center of the body, back down into the pelvis, where the inhalation, through the slight resistance of the seat, can spread well to all sides. Now stick with this technique. With this rhythm, pay attention to your sensations. What do you feel? If you notice that your thoughts are flying away, notice it in a friendly way. Ask them for a little while to support you in moving your attention into the breath, into the beauty that arises as it flows with your attention along the central channel from breath space to breath space. Relax more and more into this rhythm. Know that the more you relax and the less that you want, the more easily you will enter a state of peace and subtle vibrational happiness. I'm glad to hear that. Shh. But keep your eyes closed for safety's sake. But you can do it. I trust you. Do you trust me too? Yes, that's what I thought. Let the feeling of trust envelop you. Put it around you like a cloak. Do you still remember that I'm sitting naked in front of you? That's what I thought. But now, snuggle into your coat of trust. Breathe deeply in and out. We will now focus on the basin, on the breath in the pelvis. This is where your base is, the root, but also the center of your energy. It is often said that the most important sex organ is the brain. This is literally true, biologically speaking. Erotic energy may begin in your genitals, but it is the mind that takes over from there. And it is the breath that transports everything, that carries the energy through your body. Sex could be as much or more of an energetic event as it is a physical experience. By focusing on the pelvis, we light a fire that we want to nourish and let spread. Breathe deeply into the pelvic floor. And with the inhale, let the perineum sink down. And with the exhale, gently lift it back up. Be gentle with your perineum, not forcefully. Very soft and gentle. Yes, you can do it. Stay with it for a few moments. What do you feel? Warmth? A tingling? Good. Now feel into your anus. Relax it. Then, as you inhale through your mouth, very gently push out on the anal sphincter. Imagine that your anus can kiss the floor. Hey, don't giggle. It might seem funny to you, but trust me. Breathe. Kiss. On the exhale, don't do anything. Don't contract your anus. Don't hold it. Don't push. Do nothing. Just let go. Good. You can do it. What do you feel? And repeat. On the inhale, push out with the anal sphincter. On the exhale, do nothing. Keep going. This breath may take a little while to get used to, as we're not used to focusing on our anuses. Keep going. Breathe. How's the tingling? Yes, it's getting more. Think of it as a fire. With every inhale, it blazes higher. With each exhale, you bring oxygen to the flames and they get hotter. Breathe. Oh, yes. Breathe into the fire. Breathe into the fire of life. Breathe into the fire of life in your pelvis. What is your anus doing? Is it still kissing? Yes. Good. Try to stoke the fire. I don't care how. Think of me. My body. Here in front of you. Breathe your arousal into the fire. Let it spread. Remember that I am sitting completely naked with my legs crossed in front of you. If your eyes were open, you could see my vulva, my quivering lips, the moisture. Breathe into the fire. Let it get hotter and hotter until you think you can't stand it anymore. The fire becomes hot, very liquid lava. It almost burns you when you look into it. The lava wants to come out. Let it. let it flow like lava in a volcano upwards into your belly. Breathe more energy into it. Fill your lower belly with lava. Heat it up. And remember how I massaged my breasts with my oily hands last time. Breathe. Think of how my fingers caress my pussy. Breathe into the lava. Let it rise up to your navel. Breathe. Higher and higher. What do you feel in your chest? It's filling up with air, with lava. You are great. You are a great lover, for few can. I can feel your lust. Sense your desire. I perceive your longing for me. Breathe slower again, deeply, slowly. Let the energy simmer. Come back to your breath. Calmly, my dear. You could open your eyes now. Wow. What a look. You are devouring me with your eyes. Do you want me? Not yet. You should learn something before. Your body is like a battery with a plus pole and a minus pole. The positive pole is the tip of your penis. We also call it Vajra. Your female pole of reception is your breast. Like a real battery, you can flow energy from one pole to the other. In your mind first. Later, you will also feel it. Now breathe deeply into your chest. Think that you are attracting and absorbing energy. Now, exhale through your Vajra, your penis. Imagine that you are giving energy to the world. Let it radiate out of the tip. Maybe you had better close your eyes again. Otherwise, it's not just energy you're giving off. Breathe into your chest. Energy from the world. Energy from me. Breathe out. Feel into the exhale. Feel your member. Feel it from the inside. How energy flows through from the body. Breathe in love and affection into the chest. Release love on the exhale. Yes, you are doing well. No, it's perfectly fine that your erection has become a little weaker. That way you can feel even more. Pay attention to the differences. Breathe. Breathe in. And out. Now imagine that with your will, you can slow down the energy when you exhale. Let it flow up very slowly from the base, through the shaft, into the tip. Release it with pleasure. You really are gifted. This confirms my impression and my feelings. When we talk about feelings, what do you feel inside? Breathe normally now. Don't pay attention to it. What feelings are inside you? Only perceive. Do not judge or tell me. Are they familiar to you? Or are there some unknown ones mixed in? I feel we can go a step further today. Oh, oops. Someone is happy. Calm down, sweetie. Yes. One step further. But not yet as far as you probably think right now. My body also has poles. A receiving and an emitting pole. Only with me it is exactly the opposite. My giving pole are my breasts. Yes. You can imagine my nipples as antennas, if that helps you. My receiving pole is my yoni, my vagina. I can also let the prana, the energy, flow between the poles. Breathe a few rounds like before. Imagine the energy coming from my breasts, flowing into your heart. You let it flow from there into your penis. You release it, and I absorb it with my inhalation. You are a natural. I feel you right away. That's it. Keep going. Breathe. Breathe in. And out. I will come to you now. Easy, sweetie. Stay relaxed. As far as you can. Are you still sitting well? Comfortable? Are your legs relaxed? How does your butt feel? Everything is good. That's nice. Now, breathe calmly and deeply into your belly. I will come to you now. And I sit down with you. I will sit on you in your lap calmly. Breathe calmly into your belly. I straddle my legs over you. I put my legs around you. My thighs at your waist. I cross my lower legs behind you and sit with my belly directly on yours. Enclose you with my thighs. Breathe. Breathe calmly. Ah, I can feel your pulse. Come, my sweet. Hold me now. Wrap your arms around my back. That's it. A little lower. I'll put mine around your shoulders. We fit together wonderfully, you know that? Like God and Goddess. Like Shiva and Shakti. But quietly, my sweet. Calmly. Breathe. Deeply, deeply, deeply out. In Tibet, you might see such statues or images in many monasteries. For the monks, it symbolizes the suspension of opposites, the being one. Or the unity of the male and female principle. For us, it is a deeply connected way to continue your pranayama. Breath connected, a kind of tantric meditation. Yes. Also a sex position, but one of the uncomfortable ones, believe me. Now, concentrate on your breath again. On my breath. I breathe out. My breasts press against you. You breathe in, absorbing the energy from my nipples. Breathe out through your member again. I breathe in and take in with my yoni. Now let's repeat this cycle for some time. Out my breasts against you. In as you absorb the energy from my nipples. Breathing out through your member again. And I breathe in, swallowing you through my yoni. You are doing well, my sweet. It feels good. I feel you. very intensely, like Shiva and Shakti, but quietly, my sweet, calmly. Breathe deeply, deeply, deeply out. Now, notice your sitting bones. Yes? They become wider on the inhale and come a little closer on the exhale. Let's do this a few times. It's nice to be held by you like this, to feel your closeness, your warmth, how your pelvis moves slightly and my breasts rise and fall. And I can feel how your pelvis widens and goes back while breathing. We are one, even if not yet completely connected. But one. Yes, I can feel it too. How he pushes himself against my yoni. Yes, your hardness meets my softness. Your energy meets my moisture. But don't do anything. Do nothing. Breathe and feel. Stay relaxed. As far as that is possible, you will still enjoy it. Soon.